This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We're just 2 hours away from a big announcement from JPMorgan Chase. The bank will tell us how much money was made or lost last quarter. But the big headline number is sure to be the size of the trading loss the bank suffered because of the so-called London whale. Back when the loss came to light, JPMorgan said it was a $2 billion loss. But as our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore reports, that could be wishful thinking.
Since April, Wall Street analysts have been obsessed with the London trader who lost billions of dollars on a bad bet for JP Morgan. He's been called the London Whale. The ensuing spectacle has been like watching the Gregory Peck version of Moby Dick.
Do you smell it, lads? What the wind carries?
Mighty blow!
Today, JP Morgan is expected to disclose more about the size of that whale of a loss. Peter Cheer is a bond investor who's been following the drama. He has some guesses about what we'll hear.
This complex trade they had will probably wind up losing somewhere between $3 and $5 billion.
JP Morgan's stock has lost 25% of its value since the whale surfaced, and rumors started sweeping the market about the real size of that loss. After today, Cheer expects investors to stop freaking out.
Yeah, I think it's important because for once it can end some of the conjecture. What I'm looking for is that enough details come out that the stock's not going to move up and down a dollar on every London whale rumor.
JP Morgan has fired some of the executives who approved the trade and said that the bank will report a profit. Still, it may not find the next few months such smooth sailing. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore for Marketplace.